With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. If you are getting ready to travel today for Thanksgiving, then be ready. Forecasters are saying now it's going to get nasty before it gets better in several parts of the United States. Meanwhile, it says right now the Great Lakes region is more likely than ever to cause some problems. Pentagon is investigating Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over possible breaches of military law. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The investigation into the former Navy pilot stems from a video that featured several lawmakers calling for U.S. troops to defy illegal orders. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says Senator Kelly needs to be held accountable.
You can't have a functioning military if there's disorder and chaos within the ranks, and that's what these Democrat members were encouraging.
The Pentagon cited a federal law that allows retired service members to be recalled to active duty for possible court-martial or other measures. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Efforts continue in hopes of getting an end to the war between Russia and Ukraine. President Trump says his plan to end hostilities has been, quote, fine-tuned, adding that he is sending envoy Steve Witkoff to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he's dispatching Army Secretary Dan Driscoll to meet with Ukrainian officials. Talks have been ongoing with U.S. and Ukrainian authorities, meeting still in Geneva. Taiwan's president is announcing a special $40 billion budget for arms purchases, and officials say that includes the construction of a Taiwan dome, an air defense system with high-level detection and interception. This is SRN News. Well, Americans consider childbearing.
The country's birth rate is below the amount needed to keep the population level and has been for several years. So the Public Religion Research Institute conducted a poll asking adults if they support government policies aimed at encouraging women to have children. 54% of respondents say no, they do not support such programs. 41% say yes. Republicans and men are more likely to approve of efforts to increase the U.S. birth rate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, the daughter of a detained Chinese Christian pastor is calling on U.S. lawmakers to help free her father. Grace Jin Drexel says her father, Ezra Jin Mingri, has been formally charged with 17 other leaders of the prominent underground Zion Church. They were first detained in October in one of China's largest crackdowns in decades. This is SRN News. Renters may have won a round.
Real estate software company RealPage has agreed to stop sharing non-public information between landlords as part of a settlement with the Department of Justice. Federal prosecutors had accused RealPage of helping property managers illegally drive up rents across the country. The DOJ announced the settlement Monday, more than a year after federal prosecutors filed the antitrust lawsuit under President Biden. Officials accused RealPage of facilitating algorithmic coordination. Keith Peters, Washington.
Sales at U.S. retailers and restaurants rising slightly in September as resilient consumers moderated their spending after splurging somewhat over the summer. Commerce Department says sales increased 0.2%. last month. More details at srnnews.com.